As FIRBRA regulations remain relatively unchanged, hunters and trappers can expect similar harvest limits and timing of seasons and zones to last year. Steph Tucker, Game Management Section Leader, will go further into detail. I'm Mike Anderson with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. Steph, last year was the first time the North Dakota Game and Fish Department has offered a bobcat season in 40 years?
Yeah, 40 years, first time north and east of the Missouri River. Since the early 1980s, you could only harvest bobcats south and west of the Missouri River. But over the last couple of decades, bobcats have expanded, particularly into northeastern North Dakota, up in the Pembina Gorge area. We have a nice population of bobcats up there now. And so last year, we took an opportunity to expand the harvest, and we split the state into two zones now, which is Highway 83. So we have Zone 1 on the west side of Highway 83 and Zone 2 on the east side. Everything in Zone 1, pretty much the regulations had stayed the same as they always had been, south and west of the Missouri River, where it opens in early November. It lasts until mid-March. There's no bag limit. You have till 14 days after the season to get your bobcat tagged. Whereas Zone 2, the eastern half of the state, we had to be a little bit more restrictive and conservative in the harvest because our population up there is not as widespread, and we're kind of feeling our way along cautiously here with that new harvest season. And so we had a harvest limit for the total season of 8 bobcats in Zone 2 and only 1 per person. And that opened in late November with all our late fur bear openers in late November. And that harvest limit of 8 was met after about 40 days of the season being open. And then we had about 48 bobcats taken in Zone 1, which is a pretty average typical year for the number of bobcats that are taken in western North Dakota.
Steph, last year we increased the river otter limit.
Yes, we did. We increased the river otter limit slightly. So it had been 20 the last several years, and we increased the harvest limit to 25. That's a statewide season. I think a lot of people don't realize that we have a nice population of river otters in North Dakota, but they're not a real common fur bear. They're not as common as, say, coyotes and things like that, where you see them pretty often in the state. And so we have a pretty conservative season when it comes to river otters. It's a trapping only season. It's 1 river otter per trapper. You have 12 hours to report your harvest. And last year, that harvest limit of 25 was met during the season. So like I mentioned, you have to report your harvest to the department within 12 hours, either by calling somebody. But this year, for the first time, we're also going to make it available that you can report your river otter or bobcat or mountain lion or fisher harvest online through your online account. So when you log into your online account at the Game and Fish website, you'll see an area of that login page where it says new registrations, and you click on that new registrations, it'll pop up and you'll be able to see, you know, I'm going to register my river otter harvest, or I'm going to register my fisher harvest. And so that's going to be available also electronically this year.
Okay, coyotes, how are they doing?
Yeah, coyote numbers, again, are doing good in the state. We're just a strong state for coyote populations in general. Population has kind of been at an all-time high for about the last decade. Things have leveled off or come down just slightly in the last couple of years. We've probably reached our peak and are stabilizing up at a pretty high number. With the fur market prices for coyotes being down, the harvest was quite a bit down last year for coyotes, but that's not a factor of fewer coyotes out there. That's just really a factor of relaxed prices available for coyote pelts.
How about mountain lion, Steph? Last year we had a limit of 15?
Right, so same as many years previous. We have a total harvest limit of mountain lions of 15. That's split between an early and a late season in Zone 1. The early season, 8 can be taken. This is mostly by calling or boot hunters, things like that. And then the late season, it's a harvest limit of 7, and that is the season where we allow them to pursue them with dogs. There is also a female sublimit with that late season. So the late season of 7 is, it says either 7 mountain lions or 3 females, whichever comes first. And so last year, total for both seasons, only 8 mountain lions were taken in the state, most of those in the late season.
Okay, let's move on to muskrats. Last year was a dry, dry year. Obviously, we had moisture this spring, summer. How are muskrat populations
right.
looking?
So we're at the northern fringe of the range for the species of muskrats. And so we naturally cycle in North Dakota about every 10 or 11 years. We get really good muskrat numbers in the state, and things cycle downwards and were kind of low for several years, and then they start ticking back up. And we were on our increase last couple years where muskrat numbers were coming back around, rebounding, doing really nice, and then last summer's drought. And so muskrats, when water conditions are good and food conditions are good, they can have multiple litters in a year, and that results in a lot of the muskrats the following year. And so the reproduction was, you know, that drought affected that reproductive cycle of the muskrats, and then we just did not see that continued increase in the muskrat cycle this spring as we expected, probably because of that drought conditions last summer.
Steph, let's talk about Fishers and Martins. Briefly touch on those.
Right, so Fishers have pretty much recolonized the area of the state where they historically found, and we've had a very conservative open season for Fishers in the state, trapping season since 2011, I believe. So quite a long time, over 10 years now. We have a 1 week season on those. But then we have this other member of the weasel family, the Martin, which looks like a kind of a small scaled down version of the Fisher. And they're only found in the Turtle Mountains of North Dakota. So way up in north central North Dakota along the Canadian border. And that population of Martin, we just don't get a lot of anecdotal data from Martin being up there. And so we've just embarked on a 3-year research project to find out the density of Martin in the Turtle Mountains. We know they're found throughout the Turtle Mountains. We know they've been there for quite a few decades, but we want to get a better handle on how many exactly are there and whether or not there might be opportunities for recreational trapping season associated with that population of Martin in the future.
Steph, let's move on to some rules and regulations on either plots, land, or game of fish, wildlife management areas. Let's talk about cable devices.
Sure, just a reminder that, you know, we have a lot of specific restrictions associated with cable devices that are all pretty much intended to reduce the chance of non-target captures in those cable devices. And one of those restrictions is all cable devices need to be tagged. That's tagged with the trapper's name, address, and telephone number, or their equipment ID number, which they can get from our website. And no matter where they place those cable devices, they need to be tagged. The other thing we like to remind people of is that all cable devices need to be equipped with a breakaway device, which allows the cable device to disassemble when a large animal is caught in it. So say a deer by the leg or cattle, things like that. You know, they'll get it caught in the cable device, but then they have the power to pull the cable device open and walk away from that cable device. And so if trappers are unsure whether their cable devices meet that 350-pound breakaway device requirement, we will test those for them. They can mail 3 cable devices into our office to me, and I'll get them tested, and I can email them back the results from that testing.
And on plots land, they need the landowner's permission.
Right. In North Dakota, you need written permission from landowners to trap on private land, and plots land included in that. So the Game and Fish Department leases plots lands, private land open to sportsmen, only for hunting purposes, not for trapping as well. And so if you're gonna trap, if you got landowner permission for plots land, it needs to be written permission. You can't just go put cable devices or any traps on plots land without written permission from the landowner. And then we just advise caution for trappers that are gonna trap on plots land, that it gets those plots lands typically get heavily used by upland game hunters. And so just be cognizant of that while you're out trapping, and that there's multiple users on those lands.
Steph, a lot of fur bearers are rare. We have a place on our Game and Fish website, gf.nd.gov, where you can report fur bears if you see them.
Right, so we have an observation reporting system set up online, and we really started this several years ago to try and encourage people to especially report things like black bears, which are quite conspicuous when they're out in North Dakota landscape, and they're hard to mistake for other things. But at the same time, we collect a lot of information about less common fur bears or rare fur bears in the state, things like American Martin or Swift Fox, things like that, that we'd have very small or no population on, as well as things that are more common but are hard for us to survey. Things like river otters and fishers, mountain lions, bobcats, things like that, where they're just low densities on our landscape, and every little bit of data we can collect on them from the public goes a long way.
Not a lot of changes this year. Things are pretty much the same as last year.
Right, no major changes, some slight tweaks to our regulations, but by and large, season dates, harvest limits, bag limits, zones, all stayed the same from last year.
A lot of great information, Steph. Thank you.
You're welcome.